views expressed and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
Sovereign Mind Time! Once again, it's Sunday.
Gong!
Crap, hold on. Hold on. Hey,
I got buttons to push. Everyone say something.
What difference
how
does
long
it
you
make?
Been, how long you been doing that?
Yeah, how long you been doing it?
Okay, 1 year last month, October.
Does it matter?
Does it matter?
Oh, my gosh, you guys.
Do you get the whiteout?
Does it matter?
A little bit of an inside joke. Today is Sunday, November 21st. 2021, and my name is Mark Kent, and I'm here in the studio with my sister Linda, who does all the heavy lifting.
Good morning.
Good morning, and the kid that rocks around the clock is and faster than a speeding internet connection is not here. I think he's on assignment or sick or something. I'm not sure what. I think it's assignment.
We'll say assignment.
Yeah, it's assignment. That's what it is.
And it's not at the speed of light, so it's taking him a little bit to get where he needs to go.
And the guardian of the magic button of silence, the librarian of Bummer the Time, Bennett of Breaks, keyboard weaponry specialist, producer extraordinaire, Travis!
Yeah, getting your music ready. I'm loving this. Play this song.
Yay. And the crowd went, yay.
Yeah, like the Tom Slick cartoon. Yay. There's no such word in racing, Marigold.
Does it matter?
we're so screwed up.
Oh
boy. Okay, and we do have some special guests today. But before we get to them, should we do some announcements? Do we have anything? Should we?
I don't know. I was raised.
Should we ask for money?
Yeah. Well, we can always ask for money. Yeah. If you would like to help the radio shows out, you can send a donation to Pecan.
The radio and the podcast.
And the podcast, yes. Whether you believe it or not, we don't get paid to do this, so we do need help paying for the shows.
We're not getting paid?
No, not
yet.
What
the hell happened?
I am.
Travis is the only one getting paid. I want a raise.
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
The hell's going on?
We'll catch him after the show.
Uh-oh.
So if you want to help
us out.
How
long have you been doing this, Travis?
Does it? Guys, it's so good. Oh, man.
Anyway, so let's get back on track.
Let me get the calculator.
There you go.
Anyway, you can send a check to Pecan, and that's at 14421 Old Oregon Trail, Suite B, Redding, California, 96003. If you want to pay by credit card, you can always give us a call at 530-221-0101.
And we always can use some more money because that's how we stay on the air. We actually have to pay to do this, believe it or
not.
Yeah,
for free.
And put media in the notation slot there so we know where it's supposed to go.
Yes.
What else we got before we don't have to hit any buttons and subscribe or anything anymore. At least not on this program. So go ahead and introduce our guests.
All right. We've got Krista and Martin Reed in the studio with us this morning.
Good morning.
Oh, good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks for coming in. We appreciate it.
Yeah. And maybe you could give us some background on who you guys are and what you do and why you're here and, you know, all of that good kind of stuff.
Well, sure. We were part of a group that started the school walkout on October 18th.
Is that with Arthur Gorman?
Arthur and Katie Gorman.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And many others in our county. I'm a teacher at Enterprise High School in Shasta County.
Are you still a teacher?
Currently on leave.
Oh, I saw you speak at the Board of Supervisors meeting. Now, it all's flooding back to me.
Yeah, spoke there a couple times. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And Krista used to teach next door to me until we had her baby.
Yes. It was the best view across the hall. Oh, good morning. Good morning. You want to have lunch with me? I'll come over and have lunch with you.
I'm going to leave that one alone.
So, what are we talking about? Are we talking about out-of-control Board of Supervisors? Are we talking about vaxxing? Are we talking about the jab? Are we talking about mandates?
Talking about all of the above, pretty much.
Well, we also want to talk about a special meeting. Go ahead, Krista.
Yes. So the strategy of our school walkout team has needed to morph as things have progressed. More information has come out, yada, yada. And so the most recent update is that on November 29th, is a closed-door meeting that has been organized by Judy Flores, who's our Shasta County Office of Education superintendent. And it is an invite-only meeting with superintendents, principals, and one school board member from each of the schools and from every district. So there's this unique opportunity where all of our schools will be represented at one place at one time, but
every single one.
This is a really awesome opportunity.
Are the parents invited?
That is the catch. It is closed doors. In fact, they have a very specific window where they're opening the doors and then locking them. No community, no media.
Nope.
This even really it is it's a secret. And so, we got some intel. So
Little Bird told us at 5:25 to 5:45, they're going to let the principals, superintendents, and one board member into the meeting, and then they're going to shut the doors.
At 5:45,
so they anticipate that we would catch wind of it.
Which we have. Mm-hmm. So
to me, that makes zero sense. I mean, they're forming policy. Is there going to be any recording of it? Is there going to be any minutes? Are we going to know what they talked about? What, are they under the cone of silence or what?
I don't know. I think there is a cone involved.
Yeah, cone of silence. But so our desire, what we're doing is we're going to put out shoes to represent the families and the kids who oppose these mandates and set them on the sidewalk, on the entryway in front, so all these principals and superintendents and board members see a pile of shoes, how many people are in protest and their kids are in protest of these mandates, and that's our way to voice our opinion in this closed-door meeting. As they walk in, they're all going to see it. So for 20 minutes, they're going to walk by all the attendees, and they'll see those shoes and maybe any signs or letters that you want to bring, and that's on Monday.
The 29th.
November 29th.
And we're asking people to show up from 4:30 to 5. And, of course, welcome to stick around until the doors are locked. It'd be great if there are tons of faces there watching as they go in.
We're going to be peaceful. We're going to stay outside. But we are going to put shoes out and signs and let our voices be heard there.
Right.
Because it's the one time where everyone's all in one location, all these leaders.
Yeah.
And we can let them know how we feel.
Yeah.
Well, that's my birthday, so that's an easy one to remember.
Oh, there you go. Happy birthday.
There you go.
Join the rebellion.
We're a present to you.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. You say this is the first time this has ever happened.
We don't know.
Given the trying circumstances and everything that's been going on, it seems like this is the first opportunity that we have this kind of assembly in a context that is very controlled and outside of public input. So Marty did mention we have someone who's going to bring in letters if you did write a letter. Mm-hmm. So we're making every effort to have our voices heard, but we're privy to the agenda, and it sure seems like lots of scare tactics to make sure that everyone continues to follow the mandate, and what are the consequences, and keeping private schools
accountable. Here's the ironic part.
Who do they work for? I mean, who do these people think they work for?
Here's the ironic part about following the mandate. Let Them Breathe just had a lawsuit, and the result of it, the judge determined that although it is a requirement from California Department of Public Health for every student and staff to wear a mask, it is up to the school boards to enforce them. This is the judge's opinion in the lawsuit.
Which judge and what court?
It's from the Let Them Breathe lawsuit, and I can get that in a minute. But he also said that you cannot exclude a student from school who refuses to wear a mask in the judge's opinion, in the lawsuit.
Right. So it's so a choice, it's personal choice.
Basically, they're saying, well, school districts have to enforce it, but they can't exclude a kid who refuses.
Wait, right. You can't discriminate against
you can't
the
discriminate.
Student?
Yeah.
That's doublespeak. That's like, you can carry a gun, but you can't. I mean, this is doublespeak, and maybe that's a bad example for what we're talking about here, but it's kind of like the Second Amendment that was just talked about in the last program, you know, where the sheriff says, well, I fully support the Second Amendment, but I'm not going to allow anybody to carry.
And I don't believe in open carry.
Well, but the point is it's doublespeak. Mm-hmm. It's like, yeah, we're for you having rights, but we're going to take them all away.
So you said that, you know, it's up to the individual school boards to whether accept it or not. Because I do know we were talking earlier, Cottonwood passed a resolution.
Yeah, among many other districts are jumping on board.
And we hear about this, yeah?
Yeah.
So this is from the Let Them Breathe versus Newsom lawsuit. San Diego Superior Court, case number 37-2021-0003135. It goes on and on. So they just released this letter a day or two ago discussing the results of that case. And it confirms, I'm quoting, the order confirms that the portions of the California Department of Public Health guidance applicable to COVID-19 quarantine and testing protocols are recommendations only, not mandates, as follows. So you guys need to read that letter from the Let Them Breathe lawsuit because it really takes the teeth out of...
There really has been no teeth other than us...
giving them permission.
That's exactly right. So I'm looking at... This is from Kevin Kiley. Newsom declares permanent emergency. And, you know, what it says is school boards across California are passing resolutions opposing Newsom's student vaccine mandate. Mm-hmm. Yesterday, I supported a similar resolution passed by El Dorado County's Board of Supervisors. We remain the only state with this radical mandate, yet Newsom refuses to lift it. Okay, so you know if he says and the indication here is that he's going to govern by decree indefinitely. What that means is that he's basically declared himself king because if there's no end to the mandates, if there's no end to the vaccines, if there's no end to the masks, then we don't have a constitutional republic anymore. We have a dictatorship here in California, and it's up to the people to throw it off. It's going to be, I will not comply, is I think where we have to go with this. And you guys as teachers, I mean, we pulled our kids out, you know, and we're not doing it. You know, and you might have to think about starting a new school, or I'm not sure what your employment situation is, and I'm not trying to suggest anything is wrong at all, other than the fact is that parents are going, we're not going to do it. We'll start schools. We'll have other ways to go with this because we're not going to comply with this draconian crap because this whole thing has been a lie from day one.
Right.
And one of the pieces of evidence they use to support all of these measures in California is, oh, look at our we have some great case counts. Well, that's not updated. In fact, in the agenda that they sent out for this superintendent's meeting, they said one of the facts is, what was it, Krista, that
California's case rate is one of the lowest. I can read you the quote.
One of the lowest in the nation.
California continues to lead the nation with the lowest COVID case rate.
Florida has lower case rates now.
Baloney.
Yeah, because on one hand they say we have the highest, on the other they say we have the lowest.
Well, they lie. They lie about everything.
Was it Mark Twain that said there's three kinds of lies, right? Damn lies, and statistics.
That's exactly right. Yeah.
So, which I'm a math girl and I like statistics, but these are being manipulated.
If you look at the garbage numbers coming out.
Here's the old saying, numbers don't lie, people do.
Yes. Oh man, even the reality that COVID you're not considered fully vaccinated until what is it, the number of days afterwards?
14 days.
So even when we consider people who are sadly and tragically being injured, if it's within that window, they weren't vaccinated.
Yeah.
And that's skewing the numbers.
Over 50% of adverse reactions, according to Varis, happened within the first 3 days.
Well, and there's more.
And they changed that, too. Just this morning on the news, they, you know, what
more.
It's worth, is they're saying with the boosters, it's within 48 hours now.
Well, there's more and more information coming out. I'm looking at headlines right now. Are you more likely to die from the COVID-19 or the shot? And it's coming out more and more. OSHA suspends enforcement of the employer mandate on the companies of 100 more employees. And FDA won't release information on Pfizer COVID vaccine trials for another 55 years. They're hiding it. They're hiding the fact that this thing is dangerous. They're hiding the fact of how many people are having adverse reactions and dying. You can go to VAERS and get statistics there that show you that this thing is bad. And, I had one person tell me they went to the doctor and told their doctor, have you checked the VAERS? Stephanie says, what's VAERS?
The doctor doesn't even know what VAERS is.
He didn't even know what VAERS was.
You know, doctors are legally obligated to report to VAERS.
You know, we talked about this on our podcast. It's Unite the Fight. You can find it on Apple and Spotify podcasts. But we interviewed four local doctors, and I asked them, you know, have you guys ever reported to VAERS? Mm-hmm. None of them had. And to my knowledge, none of them had been trained on it because it's not something the system wants to be reported necessarily. Because they're in league, they're tied to Big Pharma.
Big Pharma's making a lot of money. $26 billion last year.
One doctor saw two adverse reactions, and he reported it to the public health, Shasta Public Health, and they supposedly reported it to VAERS. And he said, none of this is normal. So if you want to hear that podcast, Unite the Fight on Spotify or Apple.
And these were local doctors.
Yeah,
local doctors.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Four local doctors.
I just want to make
Shasta
sure
County.
That the people understand that it wasn't like you pulled them from someplace else.
Nope.
They are actually local doctors with this.
And they're very well respected, and many of them do agree that higher risk people should probably get the vaccination if they've not already recovered from COVID. That's their opinion. It's their informed opinion. But all of them agreed we should not have mandates for children.
Right.
They could all agree on that. So,
and that's something that we need to do is set aside differences and agree on, hey, is this really the best, safest decision for our children, calculating the risk and reward,
especially
and set aside our differences.
Especially if you've recovered from COVID or as a child.
Yeah. Well, somebody's getting their palms greased because if we go back to Governor Mussolini down there and we talk about what he's doing, keeping the emergency going protects Big Pharma from lawsuits. That's what so they're not getting their palms greased anywhere, are they? I mean, we see this over and over again. I mean, the lies that have come out. I'm looking at another headline here. It says Pfizer reported that 15 people died during its COVID vax clinical trials, but 21 actually died. So, yeah, exactly. Yeah. I mean, I know what the percentage is on everything, but the fact that they're hiding stuff in the first place, you know, keeping this emergency going, protecting Big Pharma, and then you see how many news programs that Big Pharma is sponsoring. I'll tell you what, this.
And they passed a law, I believe it was back in 2005, where they can't be held liable.
Well, something's rotten in Denmark.
Something's
rotten in Denmark, absolutely.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, exactly. We do have a caller on the line. We've got Mary. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning.
What you got
I'm
for
not us? Sure if I've heard you guys cover this, but a couple weeks ago, Senator Ron Johnson brought together in Washington, D.C., an expert panel on all this vaccine stuff. They had a vaccine lawyer on there. There's only 100 of them in the nation, and he was one, along with people that were actually in the vaccine trials and the cover-up that is happening. It had real people with real problems from the vaccine, a orthopedic surgeon. Break your heart. It'll absolutely break your heart. But it is a must-watch. It's about 3 hours, and it's on Rumble. And I really encourage y'all and your listeners to spread the word because it's really the most important video, I think, for now that people can watch because there's such a cover-up going on.
And what was the name of it?
It's Senator Ron Johnson, and you can do it under Rumble. So type in Senator Ron Johnson Expert Panel on Vaccines.
Thank you.
And it'll be about, like I said, I think it's around 3 hours. But it's it's very moving, and it's got a lot of people that have been really badly affected, and this is a bad situation. So thank you for all that you guys do.
All right,
I
thanks.
Listen to you guys every week and try and pass the word around. So
all
thank
right.
you.
Thank you for calling in, Mary. We appreciate you calling in and giving us that information.
Well, after you see so many lies over so many things on so many issues, do you believe these guys at all? I mean, on anything. You know, you have to go below the surface, and you got to go past the mainstream media, mm-hmm. and you can't listen to your government officials, and you can't listen to the medical community in general anymore that's been promoting this stuff, because Pfizer is paying off everybody. The government is paying off everybody. You get, you like you were talking about the 14 days to, I think it's actually 21 now, if I remember right, before they consider you fully vaccinated. They keep moving the goalpost on what they call vaccinated, and in the process, they're covering up the fact that these adverse reactions are widespread, and people don't want to do it.
You know, my opinion on that, everything in our country has become so polarized, it's like you're either in this camp or that camp. Either you think COVID is the most dangerous thing ever and the vaccine is perfect, or you think COVID is completely fake and the vaccine is going to kill every single person. That's not true. We're so divided and so polarized left and right.
By the media, right?
Well, by a lot of sources, yeah. But the reality is I'm somewhere in between, and most of us are somewhere in between. Yes, COVID is real, in my opinion. Yes, COVID is more dangerous than the flu. It's more transmissible. Is it dangerous for children, statistically speaking? Not more dangerous than the flu, statistically. Does the vaccine perhaps save some lives? Yeah, I believe that. Does it hurt other people? Yeah, I believe that. I'm somewhere in between, and I think our country needs to stop the polarization and come somewhere in between.
The problem is that we're getting lied to at every juncture by big pharma, by the government, because there's an axe to grind there.
Right.
Because is COVID real? I believe that, it is, but so is the flu. I've had COVID. I got over COVID. It wasn't much worse than the flu. Does it affect some people more than others? Sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is there a certain type of case where maybe people need to get a vaccination? I would say yes, especially in the older community.
Yeah.
Because if you're 65 years old, I guess the efficacy at first when you get the shot helps it. And if you're 85 years old and it prolongs your life for two or three more years, I'd say, hey, why not?
Yeah.
Okay, so there's – but why are they lying about everything? Why are they lying about it?
I want to say one thing to that. One of the doctors I interviewed on our podcast was adamant. He said, if you've already recovered from COVID, you should not get this.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, but he says with his patients, what he does is he gets an antibody test every single time beforehand, and if they have antibodies, he encourages them not to take it because he's seen reactions to people as a result of, I believe he called it the cytokine storm, but you can look it up
Why is natural immunity not in the discussion?
It's insane.
It's absolutely insane. I don't think it's insane because if you come back to the fact of who's promoting this, who's lying, you always come back to the money and the politicians. It's either about control or it's about money or it's about both.
Yeah, if the people had the option to test for their natural immunity, how many people would get the job?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well,
it would take their narrative right out of it. You know what I mean?
Well, and I don't mean to interrupt, but, I was going to say that, am I the only one that keeps getting these emails saying, we want a survey. I got one right here in front of me. Attention, your opinion is needed. Please respond to Pfizer. You need to get your $90 rebate for getting your vaccine. I mean, they are pushing this vaccine.
Money, money, money. We'll pay you.
Remember the $1 million lottery? Oh, you'll get put in the $1 million lottery. You can get free tickets to the circus.
It's absolutely
off the charts, a one-way street without discussion on any other of the alternatives.
You know what else is crazy? Dr. Pierre Corey, who wrote a textbook. He wrote a textbook that people use in medical school.
Right.
Right? He's been researching and advocating with a group of other well-respected doctors the use of early treatments, all kinds of early treatments, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they censored his YouTube videos, his Senate testimony censored that, and it's insane. Like, it's like they don't want a solution. They only see one solution, which is vaccination, but there's right. early treatment can actually really, really help. And they just swept it under the carpet.
Because yeah. they want everybody vaxxed. And you look to Joe Rogan and the Golden Boy. What's his name? I can't think of his name off the top of my head. Not Camacho, but the other fighter. Anyway, so Joe Rogan gets it.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's out of the, you know, he's over it in like 3 days because he, you know, did the antibody treatment and he did the, you know, the ivermectin and all this stuff. And then they had big promotion about it being only horses use it. We know billions have used it. It won a Peace Prize, all this stuff.
In 2015, won a Nobel Peace Prize.
Absolutely, for one of the, like a miracle drug.
For use in humans.
I know. And then you go to the Golden Boy, and that guy gets it. He got vaxxed.
And Brady, right? No, not Brady.
No,
sorry, Rogers.
No, it's not Rogers. It'll come to me. I can. Everybody know the Golden Boy. It was. He was.
Is he an MMA fighter?
Welterweight. He was a welterweight champion for a while.
But that we do need to go to a break. I keep getting. Signs and stuff from the other room, but we'll go to a break. We'll come back. We'll have that information. If you want to call in and have a question or comment for our guests, give us a call, 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
Since I could hold my head up high, and it's been a while since I first saw you, and it's been a while since I can stand on my own two feet again, and it's been a while since I could call you.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts, Wing Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like having a primary care doctor you trust. Our physicians put patients first. They take the time to listen to your needs and concerns, and they provide the information you need to make good decisions about your own health. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is part of Operation Holiday Salute, honoring our veterans and the men and women who are currently on active duty for their courage, bravery, and sacrifice. North Valley Distributing at 530-222-1500 wants to thank the brave men and women who have taken an oath and have proudly served or are currently serving our country and the American people. North Valley Distributing, part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Well, I've grown to hate it. I never liked the taste of crow, but baby, I ate it. They tried to warn me. They said that you were ornery. So don't bring me those big brown eyes and tell me that you're sorry. Well, you might as well throw gasoline on a fire. The way you lie. You lie like a priceless Persian rug on a rich man's floor. And you lie like a tomb dog basket in the sunshine on my porch. Well, you lie like a penny in the parking lot at the grocery store. It just comes away too natural for you. The way you lie. That ain't my purse.
Sovereign Mind Radio. We're back, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Yeah, that's kind of what we're talking about. That was a good song, pretty appropriate because...
Liars?
I'll tell you what. It just seems like that's all we're dealing with these days is lies coming out of the media, lies coming out of the mainstream. You know, a half-truth is a lie. You know, shifting and pivoting from one argument, you know, like we were just talking about over the break. We're talking about this, and you hate kids. No, we're talking about this. You're a white supremacist.
No.
It's just stupid.
Yeah.
And after a while, I've got to the point where I don't even care to hear what they have to say anymore. I don't want to talk about their lies. I don't want to convince them of anything. What we do is need to move on with the truth and pursue the best course of action to get the ship right.
And gather the people that know the truth and want the truth together and take our energies towards that instead of wasting our time with the other people. I wanted to let the people know when Mary called in, the name of that clip is Senator Johnson expert panel on federal vaccine mandates, I believe.
With that.
On Rumble. With that, we do have a caller.
Let's pivot back to the protest, but we got a caller, huh?
We do. We've got Nick on the line. Good morning, Nick.
Marvelous Marvin Hagler.
No, it was Oscar De La Hoya was the golden boy. Marvelous Marvin Hagler was a middleweight.
Marvelous would have whipped his ass. Hey, listen, I've been using as a prophylactic for COVID two 200 milligram tablets of hydroxychloroquine and 150 milligram tablet of zinc daily. And I kind of suspected if it's going to protect me from COVID that it would protect me from the flu and a cold virus also, but I'm just getting over a nasty cold. So I'm starting to wonder whether I'm protected or not. You guys got any thoughts on that?
I think you should see your doctor.
Personally. Medical
I'm tired of seeing me. I've got to go to Chico to find somebody to see me.
Oh.
No, I'm just kidding you. I don't have a doctor. I just read a lot. And so I was just curious. It just seems if one's going to protect from one virus, it would cover them all.
I think it's a good thing to throw in here that we can't avoid sickness altogether. That's just part of life.
I want
to
avoid death.
So I think it's wonderful that you are taking measures to protect yourself, and hopefully you're also having good nutrition, you're getting sunshine, getting exercise, because these are all part of life, is just taking care of our bodies and then knowing these other resources that can help us when things hit harder. No?
Okay, well, thanks. I take it for rheumatoid arthritis.
Well, here's a stat that I just can't seem to reconcile, which is year over year, the death rate was about the same. Now, the one thing that you can guarantee about life is you're not going to get out alive. There's going to be a death in your family at some point, whether it's you or one of your family members. The point being is that they've lied about that as well. Okay, there's no more flu. If you look at the flu stats, they just completely disappeared. Now, I'm not saying that the COVID's a hoax. I'm saying that there's going to be illness. You have to deal with it. You don't shut down the community. You don't put masks on children. You don't lock down the state. You don't do this emergency thing and then get Pfizer's vaccines so that they can make $26 billion while at everybody else's expense. You treat it like you would treat it with any other flu or virus. You go home, you get plenty of rest, you take care of yourself, you find the stuff that works, and you don't ignore science.
Right. Mm-hmm. But part of that problem is they don't educate people, in my opinion. They do not educate people in how to make that happen. So, like you say, we're all going to get sick at some point. but your diet, exercise. There's a lot of things that are involved in that. It doesn't mean that you have to go get jabbed every time something comes along.
They want to frame conservatives as anti-science. Nothing could be further from the truth.
Right.
We're very pro-science, but we're just anti-control, and we see through the lies. And here's the reality. The United States has about 75% of the world's prescription drug consumption. And we have 5% of the world's population. So we use way more prescription drugs than anyone else, any other country in the world.
Yeah.
And are we healthier?
No, not by a long stretch.
So we see through, they just want to sell you a drug for everything from depression to anxiety to whatever, right? And sometimes those drugs are needed. But in my opinion, we're over-medicating because we're so connected with Big Pharma and they see a profit motive. And really, in my unprofessional opinion, we should just diet and exercise more and spend time with your family and go to church once in a while.
And let your kids eat the dirt because that's how they build their little immune system.
If they're craving dirt, there's a reason. There's something in the dirt that they need.
That scares me. Whenever my kid is picking up a rock and putting it in his mouth, I try to pick it out as fast.
I'm like, let him lick it. It's okay.
I mean, I fed my sister sand when we were kids.
Wait, so are you big brother or little brother?
I'm the middle brother.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm the baby.
When I was little, my parents took us over to our cousins to get chicken pox so we can get immunity.
Oh, yeah, we used to do chicken pox parties.
Yep.
Measles parties.
Because we're pro-science and we understand how the immune system works.
Exactly. Education. Yeah. What a concept, you know, total education about how the body works.
We're not following science. That's the point.
As a country.
As a country as a whole. Okay. In the world. I mean, the vaccines aren't following science. When they start hiding all the stats, when they start hiding all the deaths, all the adverse reactions, when they start hiding everything from you so you can't make an informed decision, then they're not following the science anymore. They're following an agenda.
Do you know that WHO does not recommend masking under 5 years old?
Yeah.
But California recommends masking 2 years old and up. And in the UK, they've never recommended masking under the age of 12.
Well,
so who's following the science? Which one of us?
That's right. Which science are you following?
And I was going to say the science, they changed the definition of the vaccine to make it follow the science.
To fit the science, not the other way around.
Exactly.
Science should be questioned.
Yeah.
You know, science should be questioned. But then you go back to Governor Mussolini down there. Did you know he had a 1.2 or 3 or $8 billion, I think it was $1.2 billion contract with the Chinese for masks?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, at some point in time, you've got to call foul. Well, we're dealing with the mafia here, you know, and, but I do, I know you want something to say. I want to pivot back to the protester like we talked about.
Do you know that they had the health clinics here in California box up the masks when this started and ship them back to China? Did you know that?
No.
Yes. I have a girlfriend that works in a hospital, in a local hospital. And they made them box up all the masks to send back to China so they would have them so that there was a shortage of masks.
Did we still pay for them?
I'm sure we did.
On that note, the whole, just my one off-topic comment, the whole Russia collusion thing, how many of our products in the United States are made in Russia versus made in China? I've never seen a product made in Russia. So what's our financial tie? You know, the whole collusion story makes no sense.
It's totally, it's completely bogus. It's all been out of my mouth. I've got a list of lies going here. I'm not going to read them off today, but come see my podcast tomorrow. And I'm up to number 8 on provable lies from the mainstream media. Mm-hmm. And,
only 8? I was thinking that it was going to be like 50.
I just got started. Give me some time.
I think the topic should be what is the truth? What are they saying is the truth?
But if it's a lie, then you can say the opposite is probably true.
Yeah. Right.
And so
it's good to raise the alarm, which is what we're doing with this protest coming up, is raising the alarm because there's something very alarming that was attached to the agenda for this meeting coming up on November 29th.
I got to say the quote, and then you can
go for it.
The quote is from Mark Twain again, and this is from Apple Bob on the chat room. It's great. Figures don't lie, but liars figure. Mark Twain. That just says it all.
Absolutely.
Okay, so go ahead. What you got coming up?
To recap, if you missed it, we're going to have a protest on, Krista, what's the date?
November 29th, which is a Monday.
Mm-hmm.
and we're asking people to show up between 4:30 and 5, but of course, welcome to stick around.
Address?
The address is on Innsbruck Drive. It is the Shasta County Office of Education building that is just past Rare Air.
There's two locations in town for, they have two buildings, the Shasta County Office of Education. One is on Magnolia, that's not the one. The other one is on Innsbruck behind Axner Excavation and Rare Air.
Can you can you post on Facebook? Go to friend me on Facebook and then get the flyer and I'll post it.
Yeah. Off 44.
Yep.
Yes.
You take 44 and then Airport Road and then turn left by Rare Air and so it used to be the old the old Shasta Builders Exchange building.
It's a fairly new.
I know what you're talking about.
Fairly new building.
Yeah, it's right next to Air.
It's a pretty building.
So the time. Krista?
Show up between 4:30 and 5.
Monday the 29th.
Monday the 29th. But we're encouraging everyone to stick around until 5:45 when doors are locked.
For the cake and ice cream?
I know.
And we had people ask the other night, it doesn't matter. The shoes don't have to be new. They are anything like that. Right. Just a pair of
just
shoes.
Just to represent you or your child's opposition to the mandates. And this closed door is going to be peaceful, closed door. We're not going to go inside the building.
Right. And to clarify with the shoes, this has been done throughout the state due to what's going on with the walkout, largely because when these mandates go through, because that's where they're going, is to go through, students will not be allowed to be in school in person unless they have the vaccine. Even with an exemption, you will only be able to be enrolled in a distance learning setting. So these shoes are a representation of the children who will be walking out of campus not able to attend
in person.
Are going to homeschool instead other alternative education instead.
That's exactly right. Yep. That's what we've already done it because we're not doing it. We're not doing the vaccines. We're not doing the mask. We're not going to comply with these guys. My Facebook is Mark Kent or Mark E. Kent.
Tag you in it later. So who's at this meeting, Krista?
So at this meeting, it's an invite-only meeting arranged by Judy Flores, the Shasta County Office of Education Superintendent of Public Education. And invited to this meeting are superintendents, principals, and one school board member of districts. From Shasta County. So this is a big assembly of our school leaders at the same place, at the same time, with the guidance and agenda that has been put together by Judy Flores.
All about COVID mandates.
It is largely about COVID mandates, but yes.
So Judy Flores, what kind of a background do we have on her?
I don't know her at all.
No, I'm just wondering what her dog in the hunt is because this doesn't seem very representative of the different districts if you're only going to have one guy there.
You can't have more than two school board members because that's a violation of the Brown Act. So
they're trying to play it legally.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. legally they can't have, and we want one school board
member. So locking out the public isn't a violation of anything?
No, not to my knowledge.
Looks bad, though.
Yeah, I mean, it just seems like, what are you trying to hide? Why are you doing this in secret?
Because they don't know what they're doing. They're caught between a rock and a hard place. The state and the people here.
Yes.
They know the people don't want these mandates, and the state wants them. And they're stuck in between. So they're trying to figure out what the heck to do.
Then that begs the bigger question. I mean, who is in charge here? Us, the people, or the state and the government? And I'll tell you what, this is kind of reminiscent of what just happened in the Rittenhouse. Thank you, the case there, because the question was, do you have the right to self-defense? At what point in time do you have the right to your own, autonomy, your own control over your body and your health care? Because if you lose that right, and the government's going to tell you. I mean, that's what happened in Germany. Everybody went along with the program, and it was all good because everybody was in favor of the government. And so you're going to, hand over this power to Joe Biden, for example, or Calamity Harris. I mean, come on.
What happens if they don't follow it?
Nothing.
Well, the lawsuit I just mentioned before the break.
Right.
The judge in California in the Let Them Breathe lawsuit found that the school districts can do nothing if a child refuses to wear a mask.
Right.
They have supposedly the authority to enforce masks, but they can't punish them at all. They can't move them out of the classroom. Right, they can't do anything.
They still have a right to an equal education.
So it goes back to nothing really happens if
they
stand up and say, no, we're not mandating it.
Right.
Your children can come. So what's the problem? You know, you see what I'm saying?
This is
their problem here. What is Judy Flores's problem? Where is
funding?
It's all about the money, right?
Now I get it. Now
it's all about the money. They're all these school districts are concerned the state of California is going to cut off their funding, and they're also somewhat concerned that someone's going to sue them. But the reality is, they're going to get sued from conservatives.
For doing what they're doing.
Yeah, and they are getting sued already.
Right.
Well, here's the thing on the money, too, that I don't know if a lot of people really realize what this is about. Where's the money coming from? It's coming from the federal government. And where's the federal government getting it? They're counterfeiting it and charging interest on the money that they're counterfeiting.
Printing it.
Mm-hmm. And they're doing it in various ways. And so they're printing the money, and they're giving that as part of the emergency funds to the state, which is causing the inflation and all that. So at the end of the day, you're going to sink the economy if you're not careful here anyway. So what are you really gaining if you're getting this money and you're selling your soul to the devil for the bucks? I mean, that's what's happening at the level with the Board of Supervisors, the $42 million. I mean, they say, it's not about money.
Right.
But then the next sentence is, well, how much money is at stake here? Well, $42 million. Wow, that's okay. That's all coming from a federal government who's counterfeiting. This is right out of Marx's playbook, central banking, so that they can control everybody through their monetary situation.
You know, instead 1776, we had a revolution because there was taxation without representation. Now we have funding without representation.
Well, we have.
And it's just as bad because it creates hyperinflation, which results. Inflation is a tax.
Well, absolutely. It's a tax on the people that they don't see it. It's a hidden tax. But did you know in the colonies when we fought the Revolutionary War, they actually, it was the first time in history that, I forget who it was, Alexander Hamilton, I said, you know, that counterfeiting money won them the war. But it also caused the hyperinflation. Did you know that after that if you were caught counterfeiting, it was a death sentence?
Wow, no.
No, they would kill you if you got convicted of counterfeiting. That's how serious an offense that they considered, because they seen what it did. It destroyed their economy. Even though they won the war, it destroyed them. Their currency, you know, the old saying was it wasn't worth a continental. That's what they were talking about. It destroyed their currency, and they had to go back to, that's why gold and silver, into something that was intrinsic value that couldn't be counterfeited.
That's probably why cryptocurrencies are taking off.
That's exactly why.
So strong and assets, actual physical, tangible
Absolutely.
Assets.
Yes. Absolutely.
Yes.
Because everybody's, what happens is that if you look at the grand scale of things and you're seeing your cash being devalued, you're seeing your pensions being devalued, you know, you're seeing that your buying power is shrinking on any of your savings that you're trying to hold on to, then you start diving into these other things that are going to preserve your wealth, your retirement, and so forth.
Can we talk about this attached letter real quick to the agenda?
Mm-hmm.
So, one of the little bird on the inside gave us this agenda for the meeting on the 29th, and there's an article attached, and the title is really tricky.
Misleading,
but the subtitle is a little clearer. The title is Conservative School Boards Are Reshaping U.S. Education, written by Aaron Richards and Lindsay Schnell, USA Today. But the subtitle
right there.
Yeah, the subtitle says this. Push to dismantle how classes teach race, equality, and inclusion. And they're trying to make this whole thing about race and inclusion, and it's not. You know, it's not. The only narrative they have is, you're a white supremacist, or you're a bigot.
Right.
That's the furthest thing from the truth. We're very inclusive people and caring people. This issue is, for us, is not about any of those other issues.
Right.
It's about liberty. It's about the right to choose, make medical choices with you, your doctor, freedom, and also an equal education. You shouldn't have to take an emergency use authorized COVID shot in order to attend public school. You shouldn't have to do that. That's what the issue is about. It's not about race. It's not about equality, race, equity, or inclusion. And that's what the article is, and the article is very sinister and tricky. And it was attached to the agenda.
They're a one-trick pony, really.
It's ridiculous.
It is totally ridiculous. Anybody with any kind of a brain can see right through this crap. That's why I get so irritated. That's why I say I don't care about what these guys say anymore, because they're liars. To say that this is about race or white supremacy is complete crap.
Yeah, well, propaganda doesn't necessarily work through logic. It works through repetition.
And fear.
The more it's repeated, fear, yeah. the more people believe it.
See, that's what this is really. What they've been using is they keep playing the fear card over and over
for COVID.
Again.
Yeah,
for
yeah.
COVID, for your Second Amendment. So you take mm-hmm. take your pick. Fear is
domestic
the
terrorists, the school board meetings.
Absolutely,
it's it's a joke.
Fear is the extortionist tool. Yeah. As long as they can keep you afraid, you'll take the vax. As long as they keep you afraid, you'll give up your amendment, your Second yeah. Amendment rights. That's what this is all about. So they keep promoting this crap of racism, fear, take your pick on any of it, but it's exactly that. It's complete crap. These guys are running out of options, and I'll tell you what, people don't believe them anymore. They've lost the narrative on a grand scale.
Oh, yeah. People are tired of being called racist just for having a different opinion.
Yeah. I mean, it's...
You know?
Just being racist or being born.
Well, it's kind of like...
Well, there was a professor, you know? There was a professor in Southern California who was put on leave for saying he would grade people's in college, grade their math scores objectively, and he's put on leave and they were saying, well, no, you should grade people of different races differently for math. That makes that makes no sense.
Well, that's the context of your character, not the color of your skin, right?
Right. So the opposite.
Then you go back to the numbers.
The opposite is they want everything to be about. Race and equity, which math is not about that. It's about an objective goal of learning an equation. You can
really,
speak to that.
In bringing up this article that is attached at the end of this agenda, is to again raise the alarm that there is this false idea that is being pushed mm-hmm. to make parents and community members out to be these terrible people.
Right.
And to discourage our leaders, our school leaders, from giving in, giving a voice,
mm-hmm.
and it is a scare tactic.
Yes.
So this is raising the alarm that this is what is being encouraged from the top down to our school leaders, and so we as parents, as community members, really ought to get our message straight. That this is about freedom, mm-hmm. and we're going to stay on target. We're going to continue to advocate for our kids and stop making this into something it's not.
Well, and why do the local news media not report any of this? They slant it. They half-truth it. You know, they do all this stuff. But we've got not only to get in the face of the locals and the national media's outlets because they're not reporting the truth. We also need, as parents, to get on those school boards. We need to fire these guys. You know, we need to get rid of them. We need to get people who are going to stand up for the people in the Constitution, just like the recall here locally on the Board of Supervisors.
If you live in District 2, which is in the southwestern end of Reading, District 2, and also a little bit to the northwestern, that's Leonard Modi, District 2. He's being recalled. You should get a ballot in January and vote yes.
Yes,
yes. Recall him.
Yes,
and
get recall. Him.
And there's a candidate running who is all about, his only issue really is about getting choice for parents and students.
That'd be
Tim Garman. Yeah, he's all about choice for masks and vaccines, and that's his primary issue, ending these mandates.
And know what? He has a record of action, and it's actually very recent action
uh-huh.
because
yes.
he is on the school board for Happy Valley, and their small community decided we're not going to cave to this pressure, and if need be, if our funds are pooled, we are going to take it upon ourselves mm-hmm. to educate our children. So we have an individual here who is willing to put everything on the line for the sake of kids.
He's a very humble guy.
Wonderful. And mm-hmm. that is the contrast to who is representing us now, Modi, who is unwilling to listen and to defend children, because that's what's on the line, is defending our children. So Tim Garman, put him in and say yes to that recall.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Totally.
That's February 1st.
Yep.
You should get your ballot in January sometime, though.
Yep. And with that, we've got about 1 minute to the top of the hour. I guess we'll go to break. If you guys want to stay on, you're more than happy to, you know, join us for the second half of the show.
Our
and
baby's
we
at
do,
home.
We do appreciate, again... Yeah. Real quick, the 29th?
The 29th.
Innsbruck Drive.
Innsbruck Drive, which is the Shasta County Office of Education behind Rare Air. Come with a pair of shoes representing
4:30.
The children who will be leaving school if forced to take this experimental jab.
Mm-hmm.
Come between 4:30 and 5, or stick around until the doors are locked.
Mm-hmm.
And we will We will look at them in the face as they walk into that meeting.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thanks again, guys,
all
for coming
guys.
In.
Thanks for having us on.
Have you back.
This is great.
Please stay tuned for the second half of Sovereign Minds. You've been listening to KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Michael Herron. Officials are investigating a mysterious oil slick spotted yesterday near last month's crude pipeline leak that took place off the Southern California coast.
The U.S. Coast Guard says the oil sheen is about 70 feet by 30 feet. Officials also say the sheen has dispatched pollution responders, aircraft, and boats to investigate. The oil sheen is located in the same area where authorities confirmed a massive oil spill took place last month off the coast of Orange County. Authorities say the October 2nd oil spill came from a ruptured underwater pipeline.
That's correspondent Andrew Stewart. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen has told Congress she believed she would have run out of maneuvering room to avoid the nation's first ever default soon after December 15th.
In a letter to congressional leaders, Yellen said she believed Treasury could be left with insufficient resources to keep financing the government beyond December 15th. Yellen's new date is slightly later than the December 3rd date she provided in a letter to Congress on October 18th. That letter was based on the fact that Congress had just passed a $480 billion increase in the debt limit as a stopgap measure.
Correspondent Andrew Jeremy House. So the Sudan's military and civilian leaders have reached a deal to reinstate the Prime Minister, Abdalla Hamdok, who was deposed in a coup last month. According to that agreement signed today, the military will also release government officials and politicians arrested since the October 25th uproar. The country's top general says that Hamdok will lead an independent technocratic cabinet, as he calls it, until elections can be held. China has reduced its official relations with Lithuania to below ambassadorial level because the latter country allowed Taiwan to open a legation there. Beijing has expelled the Lithuanian ambassador. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Honey, I'm officially sick of junk mail, emails, and ads about Medicare. Why are they suddenly bombarding us with this stuff?
Because it's open enrollment. We could get more benefits.
Clear up your Medicare confusion with simple, easy answers at EasyMedicare.com. That's the letter E, the letter Z, Medicare.com. Annual enrollment is now through December 7th. Go to EasyMedicare.com or speak with a licensed agent at 1-800-991-4407. EasyMedicare.com. We make choosing a Medicare plan easy.
Speak with a licensed insurance agent or visit easymedicare.com Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 11 p.m. EST, Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. EST. The Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, CMS, has neither reviewed nor approved this information with regard to the federal Medicare program. EasyMedicare.com is powered by eTelequote Insurance Inc., a private, duly licensed insurance agency appointed by Medicare Advantage, HMO, PPO, and PFFS plans and standalone prescription drug plans and insurance companies holding Medicare contracts approved by CMS. Enrollment in any plan for coverage is subject to insurance company approval. This information is not a complete description of benefits. Contact the plan for more information. Limitations, copayments, and restrictions may apply. Benefits, premiums, and/or member cost share may change on January 1 of each year. You must continue paying your Medicare Part B premium.
There was some good news this past week from Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar.
It was back in September, Senator Klobuchar announced she had completed a round of radiation after having been diagnosed with stage 1 breast cancer. She now tweets, "Good news to share. I got my results back from my first 6-month post-cancer exam, and everything was clear." Klobuchar ran a failed bid for the Democratic presidential nomination in 2020 until she threw her support behind Joe Biden. She currently chairs the Senate Rules Committee. Bob Agner reporting.
Chileans are voting on the country's new president following a polarizing campaign in which leading candidates vowed to chart a new direction in the region's most economically advanced country. Polls consistently have favored former student protest leader Gabriel Boric and conservative candidate Jose Antonio Kast, but neither is expected to win enough support to cross the 50% threshold required to avoid a runoff. If they need one, it'll happen next month. News and analysis at townhall.com. Over a dozen people have died and dozens more are missing due to heavy rains that fall every year, this time in most of southern India.
The southern Indian state of Andhra Pradesh has been hit by intense torrents for several days, sparking massive floods. The death toll rose after several people were killed when a building collapsed. A dozen more people died as heavy floods washed away the bus they were on. Search and rescue efforts for missing passengers continued, but officials warned that the state's death toll will most likely get worse. Breaches in dams and tanks have caused further flooding in Kapada district, leaving hundreds of villages marooned and many residents stuck in their homes. Rains in southern India at this time are not unusual, although the country has seen a prolonged monsoon this year. Experts warn the downpours have become more frequent and intense due to climate change. I'm Karen Chamas.
More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Having a little weird science day, and I don't know about the guy who killed Radio Star. I just played it. I have no idea who he was. Well, you know, that was a great talk with our guests.
Yeah, it was.
And, you know, it made me think of this quote from Samuel Adams, and this is what we're talking about, the Board of Supervisors, these school boards. If you love wealth better than liberty, the tranquility of servitude more than the animated contest of freedom, go home from us in peace. We do not ask your counsels or we ask not your counsels or arms. Crouch down and lick the hands that feed you. May your change sit lightly on you, upon you, and may posterity forget that you were our countrymen. I mean, it seems that, you know, what's the old saying? History repeats itself. I don't know if it history repeats itself, but it sure does rhyme a lot. And I think that that's what we're kind of talking about here, is that if you're going to let the money influence you more than your, you know, your morality, your freedom, what's good for the community, you know, something, you're a piece of crap.
If you look at anything, you know, with money being the drive, you've got a problem, in my opinion, you know.
Well, okay.
You don't have a lot of integrity or loyalty to anything.
So let's talk. Speaking of no integrity or loyalty, let's talk.
Wow, that's a lot of people there we can cover.
Well, what I do, I have a little clip here, a short clip to play from the Shasta County Board of Supervisors meeting. And this kind of says it all. It's been cut up and it's been kind of, you know, nothing's been taken out of context. It really illustrates what we're dealing with down there at the Board of Supervisors. So are we ready to play? Here we go. This is, it starts out with Tim Garman.
Oh, yeah.
Hold on a second. We got another. Oh, there we go. You ready?
Okay.
Yeah.
Please. Begging you. No. No.
No.
Start that again. Here we go.
Help us, okay? Please. Begging you. No.
No. No.
Tim Garman followed by Robert. Good morning, Board of Supervisors. Thank you for letting me speak today. I'm Tim Garman, president of the Happy Valley School Board. And I have a few questions for you. First, I want to know, did you guys pay attention to what happened yesterday? 50% of our kids are out in Shasta County. Plus 50% aren't coming back. The mandates go into effect. They will not come back to class. They will homeschool or do whatever. Where does that leave me as a school board president to keep my school doors open? What happens to our staff in the school when 50% of our kids are gone? Help me. Help us. Take this responsibility off of us. You guys are the true leaders of the county, not us. So what are you guys going to do about it? You're going to sit here and tell us you can't do anything? I took a stand. I have a lot to lose. I get $82 a month for being a school board member. Come on. You think I'm doing it for the money? I want my kids in class. We all want our kids in class. Okay, we need your help. Take a stand. Become a constitutional county if we have to. Do something. Don't sit here behind the lawyers and say you can't do anything. Okay, take a stand. Join us. Please, we're begging you. Okay? there is no state of emergency. Okay, we have plenty of resources in this county and in the state to deal with COVID. We always have. Don't let Dictator Newsom tell us what we can and can't do with our kids. Okay, take a stand. Join us. And I'd be interested to talk to any of you guys individually, because we put ourselves as board members in a really tough situation. You guys know. But help us, okay? Please. Begging you.
Thank you. Robert.
So I would like to introduce a motion that we send a letter directly to the governor stating that we will not enforce forced mask or vaccination mandates.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
I am going to second the motion to get it out. Supervisor Jones, would you consider adding to your motion the adoption of a resolution similar, and all this would have to go to our staff and then come back to us for vote. Mr. Cruz, we understand that. So this would be direction of the Board of Supervisors. Would you consider adding to that a resolution prohibiting the use of mandatory vaccine passports? San Joaquin recently adopted such a resolution, and I would like to have this board address that as well. I believe that we should not only adopt that resolution, but we should take a stand.
You know, this coming weekend, Mr. Baugh, I have two memorial services for two COVID victims.
And I've officiated a half a dozen for COVID.
I have talked to family members that are devastated.
As a pastor, meeting person to person and face to face with them.
Okay, one at a time. I'm going to ask you again to be quiet. Be quiet. We're going to discuss this. You're going to be quiet. Because I've said this multiple times, and I'll say it again, there's 180,000 people in this county. There's 113,000 registered voters. There's 200 people in the room here today. There was 500, 1,000, 1,500, 2,000 yesterday. That's not a majority.
Hey, so you want to talk numbers? It's not about this room. Look at your school attendance. You saw the publication on the front page of the Record Searchlight documenting the lack of school attendance yesterday. Okay? That did no longer represent 200 people in this room. If you take the families, involved, and I'm going to use a low figure. Some people are shouting out the 50% figure. Just take 40% of the school-age population of Shasta County, and you add their siblings to it that maybe are or not in school, and you add their parents to it or their grandparents who are taking care of them. You now have 40 to 50% of the population of Shasta County who are actively engaged. Actively engaged. It's no longer conjecture.
Thank you, Chair. I'd like to just add, what we've heard today is your opinions. We've heard those. I've heard a lot of rhetoric. My point is, I've not heard anybody say anything that changes what's happening.
Stop taking their money.
Okay, there's nothing to do.
You need to be quiet, please.
You have to take action. We're not having any discussion. There's nothing concrete that we can do.
You now have 40 to 50% of the population of Shasta County who are actively engaged. Actively engaged. It's no longer conjecture. They are actively engaged in taking a stand. If that's not enough to get us to at least to the conversation, then I'm with the person that got up here and say, let's just abandon this board because there's no sense in our being here. There are boards just like ours having this debate that want nothing more than two or three more counties to take a stand, which then pushes back as a united California against what's happening. And we're not going to know until we try. And let's fight it out in a court of law. Because I don't believe it'll be upheld.
Thank you. Yeah. There have been fights in the court already, and the state has won every time. So I'm not sure.
Actually,
about
not. That. Churches are open because the state lost.
Just quit. Can you be quiet, please?
No, I'm not going to quit. No, I'm ready to vote.
Okay.
All right, Les, why don't we take the vote, and I'll ask for a roll call vote, please. And the motion is to write a letter to the governor and saying that we refuse to enforce any mandates and some additional things that Supervisor Barr suggested, and Supervisor Jones amended his motion.
I don't think that was quite the motion, yeah.
It's close, but we are not going to enforce forced masking, forced vaccination, or forced vaccine passport.
So an I will be in favor of, and a nay will be, or no will be against it.
Supervisor Jones?
Yes.
Supervisor Ball?
Yes.
Supervisor Comente?
No.
Supervisor Modi?
No.
Supervisor Rickert?
No.
There you have it. I'm not going to play the rest of it. There's a little bit left, but that's the big three that just keep voting down everything. It's not about the money, except it kind of is, the $42 million that they're waiting on. And they don't care about the people. It's pretty obvious. They use the fear. Oh, nothing's going to change. They could get rid of this emergency in a 3-2 vote right now. They could stop this right now. The courts is an excuse to say, oh, well, we never win is baloney. And that's Modi, who's been recalled, and Rickards is next on the list, and Chimney's about ready to, he's going to bail out soon too. So
yeah.
with all
and,
that.
And they, he never has agreed with anything with the people, Modi.
That's the point.
It has nothing to do with what the people want or representing the people. It's his own agenda.
Right.
And it always goes back to the money. And
power.
And so power, yeah. With that, we've got a couple callers. We've got Michael first. Good morning, Michael.
Hey, good morning, guys.
What
Thanks
you got?
For your work on the front lines. I heard an interesting interview this last week with the FGT report with Sean, and he was interviewing a guy, a concerned parent in Ohio, and the guy did his homework, and he found out that all these people on the school boards and the city council, they're bonded. And so he went to the insurance company. I'm just doing an overview. I can't really dial down. But the idea was good that they started making claims against the insurance companies that they were bonded with. And this was over the mask mandate with the schools. Mm-hmm. And magically they voted against the mandate that day.
That's interesting.
Well, you know, they can stop it. You're absolutely right. They can stop this. They just don't want to because then they'll lose the funding from the state, which is, coming from the feds, which is coming from the people that have been lying
but
at every step.
But they're not going to make it mandated as soon as they're called on the carpet with their bonds if somebody makes a claim against the bond?
That's what the guy's point was, and he's like, you got him by the short hairs when you start, because they just, oh, yeah, okay, we got to get bonded, okay, you know, whatever. But when you start going to the bond holders and making a claim that these people aren't upholding the Constitution, and you can lay all sorts of laws that they've broken because the masks are considered a CDC medical device,
right.
And you
mm-hmm.
need to be a medical doctor to prescribe it. So all these masks, it's a joke anyway. You
right.
know,
nobody's doing it. Nobody with common sense
They're
is doing
filthy.
It. Yeah, anyway.
Yeah, that's pretty interesting, though. I wonder if it's that way for all of them, even in California. Just
yeah.
a thought.
Well, he said it was. It varies from state to state, but this guy did his homework, and it was an interesting interview. So
maybe you can post
anyway,
it on
my 2 cents.
Post it on my Facebook page if you can, and I'll take a look at it.
Okay.
All right. Cool.
All right.
Mark Thanks,
Kent,
Mike.
What's your Facebook?
It's Mark Kent or Mark E. Kent. Either one. One has a flag. The other one shows Sovereign Minds. So take your pick.
Okay.
Either one.
All
right.
Okay.
Thanks, Mike.
All right.
Guys.
Have a
All
great
right.
day.
You too.
All right. And next we got Rich. Good morning, Rich.
Hello.
Hey.
Barely.
Not really.
You're breaking up a little bit.
All right. Well, I'm outside
better.
Of my cell phone.
Yeah, hey, I have an update on the city of Redding Turtle Bay thing. You guys want it?
Sure.
Go for it.
I was there for three of the last five meetings regarding the Turtle Bay land. As you probably saw in the news a couple days ago, they voted 3-2 to continue the process, and so that's all they voted on. But here's what I think is happening. By the way, overwhelming majority of the people that spoke at those meetings, 80% plus, do not want the land in private control, private ownership, and they really want to limit the development on the already developed portion. So the overwhelming majority says, yeah, we're not going to sell this. We're not going to give it to private hands. McConnell, who uses our tax money to buy up our own land. You know, we all know how that works. So, And I may have used the R word at the last meeting. Yeah, the recall word. I told them, if you watch the video of the last the workshop number 4, at about that 1 hour and 33 minutes, that's where I spoke. And I used the R word. I said, I will for free give consult and direction to anybody that wants to recall any city council member who does not follow the will of the people. And yeah, so I'm putting that offer out on the radio. But what I think happened was they also took off OSF the parcels that are the riparian habitat, the protected habitat. And in their own presentation, which was a very good historical presentation, by the way, in their own presentation, they said these riparian parcels, they can't be touched anyways due to the land grant, federal and state land grants that those parcels are still under. So I think what they did was they pulled a fast one on the public by initially including all of the parcels to really freak people out. And then at the end of this last meeting, they said, well, we're going to take off the parcels under the riparian habitat protection. And then so everybody can, you know, one big sigh of relief, right, from the people. Oh, but no, they're going to keep the rodeo grounds and the civic grounds on the table. So I think that was nothing but a political move to make we the people stand down, sigh of relief, like we won something. And we absolutely have not. So anyways, that's the update on the city council Turtle Bay thing.
Well, thanks a lot. We appreciate that.
Cool. All right. Yeah. Thanks, Rich.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay. So coming back to where we were at, there's so much going on. It's incredible. You know, I'm looking at an article here, and, you know, they won't let you post anything. I, for some reason, I'm blocked now on Facebook as far as posting. I got an article, are you more likely to die from a COVID-19 or a shot? You know, and this is Dr. Peter McCullough, an internist, cardiologist, epidemiologist, and full professor of medicine at Texas A&M and medicine in Dallas, analyzes evidence that shows COVID vaccines are very dangerous, and more people are dying from the injections rather than the illness. Okay, so how's that play out into their stupidity?
Yeah, I'm looking here at the what is this Gateway Pundit? I think scientists mystified over Africa's low vax rate and low COVID amount.
Yeah, imagine that. Yeah, these people are—they're not even worth talking to because they're stupid. They just whatever they have, you know, it's so stupid, it's ridiculous. So let's just do whatever we're told by the government.
And here's another one. Dr. Fauci says Joe Biden is open to changing the definition of fully vaccinated to include booster shots.
Right. So you're not fully vaccinated if you didn't get your booster shot. So if you die between, getting vaxxed from the vax until you get your booster, then you're considered unvaccinated. Right. That's not skewing the data, is it?
Yeah, let's not change the definition.
Let's not do
again,
that.
Likely.
Let's just keep being afraid and do whatever we're told.
Yeah. Once again.
Yeah. It's
yeah, because the lies aren't working. So now we'll change the definition.
That's exactly right. The lies aren't working like
yeah,
they were.
Exactly.
And they didn't tell us any lies at all, right? They haven't lied about anything. I got a video here queued up. We won't play the whole thing, but this is Biden right here, and let's listen to what they had to say. They've been honest about everything all the way across the board,
yeah.
Right? That's
yeah.
why we should just do what we're told. Here we go. Are we ready?
Do what you're told and shut right. up.
If you're vaccinated, you're not going to be hospitalized, you're not going to be in an ICU unit, and you're not going to die.
If you've been fully vaccinated, you no longer need to wear a mask. Let me repeat. If you are fully vaccinated, you no longer need to wear a mask.
If you're vaccinated, you shouldn't wear a mask. If you aren't vaccinated, you should be wearing a mask. You're okay. You're not going to get COVID if you have these vaccinations.
Yeah.
The vaccines are effective. They're effective against the variants currently circulating in the United States. Earlier today, our medical experts announced a plan for booster shots to every fully vaccinated American. The plan is for every adult to get a booster shot 8 months after you got your second shot.
We can kind of almost see the end. We're vaccinating so very fast. Our data from the CDC today suggests that vaccinated people do not carry the virus, don't get sick.
Our vaccines work. Right now they are working, and they require actually two doses or to be fully vaccinated to work well. So I would encourage all Americans, get your first shot, and when you're due for your second, get your second shot, and you'll be protected against this Delta variant.
Reports from our international colleagues, including Israel, suggest increased risk of severe disease amongst those vaccinated early. Given this body of evidence, we are concerned that the current strong protection against severe infection, hospitalization, and death could decrease in the months ahead, especially among those who are at higher risk or who were vaccinated earlier during the phases of our vaccination rollout.
Our vaccines are working exceptionally well. They continue to work well for Delta with regard to severe illness and death. They prevent it. But what they can't do anymore is prevent transmission. So if you're going home to somebody who has not been vaccinated, to somebody who can't get vaccinated, somebody who might be immunosuppressed or a little bit frail, somebody who has comorbidities that put them at high risk, I would suggest you wear.
Yeah. So, first you can't get it, then you can get it, then you won't get it, and then you won't die, then you can't spread it, but now you can spread it. I mean, at what point in time do you go, you guys are just baloney.
You won't have to wear a mask.
Yeah. And what about what about the deaths? Really?
Yeah.
What about the deaths that are coming from the vaccine, and what about the spreading from the vaccine?
The things that they don't keep track of, you
mean? The ones that they don't want to talk about because Pfizer then doesn't get their $26 billion because Big Pharma's always been right, right? Right? Jeez. I mean, you can't.
Well, you're taking,
I've seen smarter
and you're
going
to listen to somebody, that one day they say one thing and the next day they say another, so. That lies.
And it goes on and on and on. These are the people in charge. This is the people that are rolling it out. This isn't just some schmo. This is the head of the CDC talking. That's Biden talking. They wouldn't lie, would they? Let's go on for another minute or two. Let's see. This is CDC director right here. She's been talking for the last 3 or 4 minutes. Let's see what else Dr. Rochelle Walensky, CDC director, has to say.
Wear a mask in public indoor settings.
Especially
circulating data that our authorized vaccines are effective against the variants that are circulating in this country. Finally, we know that in the rare event that people get infected after a vaccine, the resulting infection is more likely to have a lower viral load, be shorter in duration, and likely less risky of transmission to others. Considering all of these factors, the data on vaccine effectiveness, the science on their ability to protect against circulating variants, and our growing understanding of the low risk of transmission to others, combined with universal access to vaccines for those 12 and older, today, CDC is updating our guidance for fully vaccinated people. Anyone who is fully vaccinated can participate in indoor and outdoor activities, large or small, without wearing a mask or physical distancing. If you are fully vaccinated, you can start doing the things that you had stopped doing because of the pandemic. We have all longed for this moment when we can get back to some sense of normalcy. Based on the continuing downward trajectory of cases, the scientific data on the performance of our vaccine, and our understanding of how the virus spreads, that moment has come for those who are fully vaccinated.
Do you anticipate it getting even worse in the winter weather?
Yes. The amount of time you spend indoors, the fact that as it's colder, your upper respiratory tract doesn't do a good job of suppressing the virus, so your that seasonal transmission level is pretty clear in the data. And we'll be able to get up to the 70% plus that we need, even if the vaccine is effective, to block the kind of exponential growth in transmission and put it into an exponential decline during 2021, we should be able to manufacture a lot of vaccines. And that vaccine, a key goal is to stop the transmission, to get the immunity levels up so that you get almost no infection going on whatsoever. These vaccines will allow us to save millions of lives. They'll also have another enormous benefit. They'll allow us to develop a plan for the world to globally eliminate COVID-19. As it is, we only have to get up to probably 70%
of people inoculated.
Yeah, with the being treated with the vaccine to drop the numbers down dramatically.
Everyone who takes the vaccine is not just protecting themselves, but reducing their transmission to other people and allowing society to get back to normal.
We will be able to get to the majority of the population to get to a level where the transmission slows down very dramatically.
Certainly by summer, we'll be demand limited, and we should get
They just keep moving the goalposts.
Convince people to trust the vaccine. We'll get to a level where our fall will be pretty normal.
You know, we didn't have vaccines block transmission.
Yep.
We got vaccines.
And say thank you for allowing us.
But they only slightly reduced transmissions. We need a new way of doing the vaccine.
70-75%. It's a range. The range is going to be somewhere between 70-85%. The reason I first started saying 70-75%, I brought it up to 85. That's not a big leap to go from 75 to 85.
By the time you get to the mid to the end of the second quarter of 2021, namely May, June, July, August, you very likely could have overwhelming majority of the people vaccinated, which means you'd have herd immunity.
Herd immunity is that when you have enough people who've either been infected and or vaccinated and protected, that there's enough protection in the community that the virus doesn't have the capability of freely being transmitted from an individual to individual. You kind of have the herd protection as an umbrella. We're not there yet. That's not a fundamental strategy that we're using.
That would allow you to safely get people back to school in the fall, to safely get people back to the kinds of works that would otherwise be difficult as you get to the middle and end of the summer. So it's going to start in April, and it's going to go right through the end of the second quarter of 2021. These vaccines work well against this virus, including the Delta variant.
They're really quite impressive. I mean, a 94.5% efficacy. Certainly breakthrough infections. Breakthrough infections mean you have been vaccinated, but you still get infected. But the critical point is that I think 7 out of 8 or 8 out of 9 of them had no symptoms at all, which means it is very likely that the level of virus in their nasopharynx is low and they won't transmit it. When people are vaccinated, they can feel safe that they are not going to get infected, whether they're outdoors or indoors. That's the bottom line of that, to get people to appreciate you get vaccinated and you're really quite safe from getting infected. Even if you do get a breakthrough infection when you're vaccinated, the chances of your transmitting it to someone else is exceedingly low. If you do get infected, the chances are that you're going to be without symptoms, and the chances are very likely that you'll not be able to transmit it to other people. The fact that we know now that these vaccines are highly, highly effective, they're really, really good against variants.
So the issue with a person who is vaccinated, who gets infected, the level of virus in the nasopharynx of that person is relatively equivalent to that of an unvaccinated person, which means there's a mechanism to say that that person very well might be able to transmit it. And in fact, we have documented cases where a vaccinated infected person did transmit.
But I thought you couldn't do that. I thought it stopped that.
Yeah, they're not lying.
Said before?
That's what I heard several times.
Yeah, several times.
We haven't even finished, but let's go to a break.
We need to go to a break. You've been listening to KCNR 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Hi, this is Billy Pilgrim from my buddy Doug Tooley from B&T 241-3474. You need to know that number, 241-3474, for the best service. Doug and his great crew at B&T makes TV so easy. They're the experts. They do TV wall mounts. They did one for us. TV antennas, surround sound. They can even set up your RV or set up your boat. Doug doesn't do dishes, but he'll dust behind your TV. So for all your TV entertainment needs, no matter what it is, call the local guys. Call my buddy Doug Tooley, the nicest man in the world, at 241-3474. 241-3474. They'll be there on time. They'll get the job done on time, and you're good to go.
With over 60 years of combined experience, let us, your locally owned TV guys, help you. We know what we are doing. You can trust us. Call me, Doug Tooley, 241-DISH. That's 241-3474.
Doug makes TV easy.
Lies. I've been here since the beginning. Know exactly how you work. I know all of your cravings. Know what makes you go berserk. Been lying from the start just to make you play a part. In my infinite rebellion against the Father God, hate everything he is, and I make you hate him too. Make you hate him with your actions. It's so easy for me to do, cause you like it. Sin feels good for the ego, you love it. Oh, come on, baby, let your hair going all the time. I'm winding up like my perfect little pup. A lie that works for everyone, everyone. A lie that opens up your heart so I can get me some more of your free will. I'm winding you, winding you. Give me the control, that's why I'm telling you.
Wow.
That's a cool song.
That is a different song, isn't it? It's called The Father of Lies. I mean, it's kind of like, wow, you know?
Yeah.
Great. Unbelievable.
Wow.
Yeah.
Not that that would be going on.
No, they wouldn't lie to us. Should we play some more? We got a couple more minutes of Dr. Ratface here. Hold on. Let's play this.
Liar.
Let's finish out the guy that's, not got stock in Pfizer and, didn't get paid and funded Wuhan virus through the,
Collected any money since the beginning of this, right? In 2005 or whatever?
Yeah, he's good.
Yeah, these guys wouldn't lie to us about white supremacy or January 6th or election fraud or that they're not Marxists. 2 weeks to flatten the curve, 100% efficacy, FDA approval, Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill himself, I guess he did kill himself.
He committed suicide.
Russian collusion?
No.
No. These guys don't lie, do they?
No.
What the question is, if anybody can come up with something where they actually told the truth.
That's where I'm at with it. How does Dr. Fauci stay alive? I'm just asking.
Well, he eats a lot of cheese. Oh. Just saying. just, you know.
Is he vaccinated?
I bet he isn't.
I bet you $5 they're not. Either that or it was a saline solution.
Oh, yeah. I thought it was, too.
You know, and then you got a moron like Gavin Mussolini. He probably got vaccinated and got sick. That's where he'd been gone for 12 days, you know. And then he's got I forget what they call it, GERS something, you know, in the last speech. It looked like he was, you know, having problems. And then Joe Biden looks normal, right? He's not even going to make it another 6 months. He looks like he's about ready to fall out.
Right now, during his colonoscopy, Kamala Harris is in charge. Did you read that?
Yeah. But he's back. He's back on board. He's back. Yeah, he's back already.
I lose track with
him. Yeah, you know.
Well, did he get back just because his eyes opened?
Well, I think something else might have been opened. But
see, colonoscopy is not for your eyes.
I'm just saying. Did he get back in power because his eyes opened after he would have been under for a while?
So what are you saying? You had to go to Dr. Cyclops or something?
Yeah, I'm just asking.
I mean, but seriously, was he ever in power?
Well, there's that.
Yeah, I don't know.
Can he still not put two words together?
Chlamydia Harris?
Ice cream is two words.
Oh, yeah. He could do ice cream.
He likes tater tots, too.
Yeah.
Okay, so here.
Oh, man, now you ruined my tater tots. Can't even do tater tots anymore.
It's your computer, huh?
My computer. Okay, here, let's get a little more rat face in here. Here we go.
Rat face.
The level of virus in the nasopharynx of a person who's vaccinated and infected is the same level as the level of virus in the nasopharynx of an unvaccinated person.
Whoa.
So you can make a reasonable assumption that they can be equivalent in how they transmit. We are seeing that the ability of individuals who are infected through breakthrough infections, namely vaccinated people who ultimately get infected, that they are generally without symptoms or minimally symptomatic. However, it is clear that they are capable of transmitting the infection to uninfected individuals. And the data that they reported indicates that if you look at the level of virus in the nasopharynx of a person who's vaccinated and has a breakthrough infection and compare that to the level of virus in the nasopharynx of an unvaccinated person who's infected, they're essentially equivalent.
How can that be?
Which would go along and underscore the fact that vaccinated people who do have a breakthrough infection are clearly capable of transmitting the infection.
Do you know what that underscores for me? You're full of crap, dude. You are so full of crap that anybody who's paying attention to you is a moron. This is going to save you. You can get your normal life back.
You won't transmit
anything.
You don't have anything, but you're the same as the person that didn't get vaccinated.
$26 billion later, not working so great.
Yeah, but get your booster.
You got to get
your booster.
Free circus tickets. You get to enter the lottery. We'll give you $90 if you take our survey and go get vaxxed.
You get Ben and Jerry's for a year.
You know, it's like, what's the opposite of Lesson? I mean, come on.
It's crazy how when you play all of his interview clips like that in one row,
you
can hear maybe, I don't know. It's crazy.
It won't happen, but then it is.
But then it did happen.
We
April,
have
maybe July, maybe November.
We have one more. We have one more minute of lies. Should we go?
2 weeks. Yeah.
2 weeks to flatten the curve.
Convince me you're not a liar. Go. Here we go.
Behind door number one.
Person. We're starting to see waning immunity against infection and waning immunity in the beginning aspect against hospitalization. And if you look at Israel, which has always been a month to a month and a half ahead of us in the dynamics of the outbreak, in their vaccine response, and in every other element of the outbreak, they are seeing a waning of immunity, not only against infection, but against hospitalizations and to some extent death, which is starting to now involve all age groups. It isn't just the elderly.
Mm.
So if one looks back at this, one can say, do you know, it isn't as if a booster
is a bonus, but a booster might actually be an essential part of the primary regimen that people should have.
Or
if you're
or don't get it at all and have natural immunity and never have to do any of this crap and Pfizer doesn't get rich.
No. That's no option.
Or, yeah. I mean, okay. How much do you need to be spoon-fed bull puppies?
Just go to the train station. It's real easy. Just go to the train station and it'll be okay.
It's like when we were kids. It's really good, the sand. It tastes good. Where did you get it? The cat box.
Has the cookies in it.
Yeah.
It has great cookies in it.
It's got chocolate chips in it. good. Yeah, I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Come on. I mean, you know, people are stupid. Yeah.
Wow.
Gillian Barr, thank you, Rich. Yeah, I mean, you know, how dumb do you got to be? How dumb? Yeah, if you guys were over at the hospital, did you ask your nurse if they were a libtard? Really? I mean, that's it? That's your response to all this?
I didn't go to the hospital.
Yeah, I learned slow, but I learned real good. Yeah. and I need to get a shot. Really? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, just because they say so. Yeah, sure I am. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I should play the clip.
They never lie about it. It's all good.
It's a world of imagination.
There's nothing going on. People aren't getting sick and dying. There's no
And
reaction.
The vax is saving everybody. Get a vax. Really?
I could be wrong, but I don't think just live whatever thing. I know Republicans who've gotten the shot.
Yeah, I know. Absolutely.
You know, I know people who are like 100% against it, but they still trust it in some sense, you know.
I know people that got it in the beginning stages, and now they're not getting any boosters, and they wish they wouldn't have.
Right.
But at the beginning, we were all a little afraid, and yes, some people did, and it didn't matter what their political stance
right.
was.
It became political this past year, right?
Yeah.
Right.
It wasn't before. It was like, oh, this might help. This might help.
Right.
Even Trump said, hey, why don't you go ahead and I got it.
My biggest problem with Trump at this point is he's still promoting the vaccine. I think it's crap. I think he's either being misled or he's a problem. You know, I mean, you got to look at the data. Let's follow the science, not people's opinions.
Exactly.
You know, but let's listen to Fauci because he lies to us every time he talks. We should listen to him.
And if you do any type of homework, you find out that they started this. I mean, they had the vaccine before they had the virus clear back in like 2005 or whatever it was.
Right.
You know,
I don't know.
I mean.
I can't trust him, Fauci, because he appointed himself.
Yeah, how did he get there?
He just decided, I'm going to do this. Yeah, that's literally how it happened.
I don't know.
He must have a lot of security guards.
Something.
Anyway, let's see.
Maybe they introduce him to Hillary. Maybe he'll commit suicide then.
So, you know, talking about that, you know, the vax.
You could look at it that way.
You know, this COVID-19 vax wearing off, OSHA calls off mandates, inflation keeps on. We got the inflation. That's not getting worse or anything. You know, we got as reports of injury after COVID vaccines near the 1 million mark. Okay. Yeah, I said it. Near the 1 million mark, COVID vaccine injuries. CDC, FDA, Pfizer, Moderna, they want boosters for all adults. Really? Yeah, and in the meantime, FDA wants 55 years to produce the data that led to the warp speed licensing of Pfizer Comirnaty vaccine.
You know, and if people stop and think the FDA, you know, you ever watch those commercials on TV? I'm just saying, you know, if you took this and you have heart failure, this was FDA approved.
You know, the ones that I don't like.
You know what I mean?
It's like,
that makes me feel real warm and cozy because it's FDA.
Or the side effects are actually.
That's
what
I'm saying,
was.
Yeah.
You know, my favorite one is like, if you have a brown discharge, I'm like, oh!
No, and the ones where they say this may cause death, and they say it so nonchalantly.
Yeah, you might
it's
die.
No big
you
deal.
Might get diarrhea.
Yeah, yeah. You might die.
Whatever.
Yeah, who cares?
If you died from this, well, if I died from that,
at least you're vaxxed.
Yeah, no problem.
At least your eyes don't hurt. Your legs don't twitch.
No blinking going on here.
That one makes me so mad, the twitching leg syndrome thing.
Yeah.
It's because I had too much coffee. I'm not having some. Anyway. So.
Yeah, I mean, you just can't make some of this crap up. And these people are just like drones. They're worse than the guys in the government. But I want to get to the Rittenhouse case a little bit. We got about 10 minutes. So did everybody see the prosecutor point the gun at the jury with his hands on the trigger?
No, I didn't see that. But before we go there, I have to give my, take my hat off that the courts got this one right.
For a change.
Yeah, that was awesome.
You white supremacist, you.
I know.
Let's see, white man shoots three white guys, and
somehow
another,
racist.
He's a racist. It couldn't have been self-defense. That was what was really on trial, was self-defense. These people, you don't believe anything they tell you anymore because it's just ridiculous.
And it's bad that you protect yourself because they were running after you and what's going to do you harm.
He would have been in trouble if there hadn't been all this video that showed that he was actually trying to get away from these
guys. Yeah.
The fact that, he should have fought back. Yeah, when you got a guy trying to beat you in the head with a skateboard, you should just sit there and take it. It's like a bar fight or something. Like the prosecutor knew what that was all about. But they were so ill-prepared. It should have never been brought to trial. I hope that Kyle sues the crap out of all these guys.
Yeah, they started the prosecution was one of the charges was the gun was, of illegal length, I do believe. Oh, but it was legal.
It's a giant killing machine gun, right?
Right.
Yeah. Oh, it is?
They hunt elephants with.
Well, maybe they hunt elephants.
Someone
with
said
it.
That.
Yeah.
I guess it depends on what elephant you're
stupid.
Referring to. Yeah.
Stupid. In the meantime, riot declared in Portland, as domestic terrorists throw explosives at police over the Rittenhouse verdict. Yeah, but the guy who was defending himself is a white supremacist. But the guys that are throwing explosives at the police in Portland are somehow good guys.
Yeah.
Because they're protesting the verdict.
Sure.
Because they want to change the system because that wasn't fair. Because the only way it would have been fair is if they had thrown out all the evidence and made sure he was guilty and he fried. Yeah. No, nothing going on here.
Yeah, and you see some of the parents of the ones that got killed, He shouldn't have been there. He shouldn't have put himself in that position.
Okay, so if I shouldn't have been there,
what about your kids? How come your kids were there and chased after him and was going to beat his brains in with a skateboard?
So, and the guy
and
had
everything.
A gun. The other guy with the gun, he didn't get charged with anything. Why didn't? And the FBI had drones all over the place. Why didn't they do something to stop this if they thought there was something going on? And so if you're in the wrong place at the wrong time, you don't have the right to self-defense, right?
Right.
Yeah. No.
No.
And here's another question. Okay, we've got Ghislaine Maxwell, child sex abuse case opens with little attention from the media. So they're all over trying to make Kyle Rittenhouse swing. In the meantime, Ghislaine Maxwell leaves a Manhattan courtroom at the end of the day of her upcoming sexual abuse trial. A British socialite will return to the Brooklyn jail cell that she says is plagued by vermin and the scent of raw sewage.
And remember, this is the lady with Epstein that was...
Who didn't kill himself.
That didn't
kill
himself.
Oh, I'm sorry. He did kill himself. I can't remember
but
which is the story.
Was she, recruiting, if you want to use that term, the young people?
There's a picture of her standing in the plane doorway with Bill Clinton. No, nothing to see here.
He only went there a couple of times.
27, to be exact, that he lied about. And he said he was only there like four times.
Yeah, only a couple times.
Yeah. So we should just, we should worry about Kyle Rittenhouse's trial, but... The other high profile, she's the only accomplice that they have to Jeffrey Epstein and his global, sex trafficking deal with, islands in the sun and,
Yeah.
But that could implicate some high up Democrats and left wing Marxist guys. Wow.
Hmm. Yeah. How about this one? New York Times breaks this news. 1 year after election, Hunter Biden helped facilitate sale of world's richest cobalt mines from U.S. company to Chinese.
Why would
communist.
We talk about that?
I don't know. That was a year ago, I know. That's just old stuff.
Yeah,
that,
like
about
right
that
around
crap.
Election time, wasn't it?
Yeah. Hmm.
Yeah, why would we wouldn't talk about that? Because, you know, geez, that would connect Joe Biden to the fact that, you know, he shouldn't have been elected because he was compromised by the Chinese.
Yeah.
But, you know, we could talk about everything else. We could talk about, you know, we can talk about white supremacy. We can talk about racism. We can talk about...
it's always about that with them.
Yeah, we can talk about you know, gee, you're selfish person. You don't want to get vaccinated to protect your neighbor, yeah. Even though it doesn't work, and you know, and it's protecting you. How?
Yeah, Elizabeth Warren tries to defend Biden by blaming high gas prices on greed of oil companies. Greed of oil companies. It's all the yeah.
Dude, that Jen Psaki lady went on the air and blamed Americans for all the stuff being stuck at the shipping docks.
Oh yeah, it's all our yeah.
Our well, fault. It's just California. I mean, you can't go in there and pick anything up from the port. Although if you're in Florida, you can. But in California, you don't have the proper air filter on your truck.
Yeah.
You can't come, and so they can't unload the thing. And
most of them won't come into California because of it.
Yeah, because of that, they decide nothing to see here. It's not Gavin Mussolini's fault, you know, it's okay.
Yeah, but I saw too where they were going to start implementing fines, like $100 yeah. per container
here's
per
a,
day.
Here's a headline. Shocking UK study stuns media, medical community. Vaccinated people 60 and younger are twice as likely to die as unvaccinated people.
Yeah, I got one out of the UK
I guess we just missed that. I think we're looking at the same article. We just missed that one. I don't know. It's all just a big coinkydink. And, yeah. Yeah. And there was people on both sides of Epstein's aisle. Yes, that's exactly right. On both sides. How come we're not talking about it?
Wow. Here's one. Jesse Jackson leads Chicago March against Rittenhouse verdict. Protesters chant for communist revolution.
Now we get to the real story.
Whoa.
Now we get to the real story. We want a Marxist revolution so that we can have a fair system that punishes all of our enemies and rewards all our friends, because that's fair.
Yeah,
you white supremacists. You probably say that like Daffy Duck. You white supremacists. Really? Yeah. I mean, these people are ridiculous. You know, we have to do whatever we're told because the government is our friend.
I don't want to go to work.
Yes.
I want to get that check in the mailbox.
They're the one that keeps sending me checks
every
month.
Yeah, they'll take care of me.
Yeah.
And it'll all be good.
From that big
until
counterfeit.
Until I don't get one.
From that big counterfeit bank in the sky.
No, that's Obama's stash.
He's got a stash? Kind of stash. Want a stash. He's got a stash. You got a stash? I want a stash. What do we stash?
Obama's stash, remember? Yeah, he's got stash.
Yeah, so let's not worry about bad behavior on one side, because we'll point at bad behavior on somebody else. So let's what does that mean? Does that mean that it doesn't matter if we have bad behavior?
No problem.
So we'll just ignore Bill Clinton because Mitch McConnell was there too.
That makes it okay.
That makes sense to me if you're an idiot.
Sure.
Or a dirtbag, or we're on the plane too. So, you know, things are getting crazy, but I think we're winning. The story I want to tell is about this story about the Battle of the Midway for, you know, in the Sea of Japan when we were losing and the admiral was out there and they think they're getting killed and they think they're going to start going swimming pretty soon because they're getting hammered by the Japanese fleet. And during the middle of the battle, when they just think that it's over, and all of a sudden the Japanese fleet turns around because they're taking more heavy casualties than
they wanted,
thought that they were. And so they're all standing out on the deck of these ships. They've lost a destroyer and they've lost a battleship and then they look around and then some guy yells out, "Damn it, boys, they're getting away!"
Damn it, Jim!
That's what it's like right now. That's what it's like right now.
Well,
okay, I think we're winning.
End of another show. Don't forget, we do a podcast on Mondays at Mountaintop Media.
That's right. Government is not reason. It is not eloquence. It is force, and force like fires. A dangerous servant and a fearful master. And see you next week.
Been listening to KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM. And
I am just a simple man, working with my hands.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.